Take me out to the ball game.
Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts and crackers.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Callum Borchers. And yes, it's opening day at Fenway Park as Boston police officers Kim Tavares and Stephen McNulty sing us into the baseball spirit. Today's chilly conditions may make the old ballpark feel like it did in October, but the Sox sure aren't playing like they did last fall when they won the World Series. In fact, the Sox have just 3 wins and 8 losses after a disappointing road trip to start the season. So, can they turn it around today for the home crowd? Joining me now from Fenway is WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer. Shira, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me. I'm going to try not to chatter through this segment too much.
Yeah, I saw the hat you had on earlier. You were ready. You were bundled up. It does not look like spring baseball weather, but let's get to the important stuff.
You got the layers on.
You got the layers. Are we winning, Shira? I mean, are we going to get off the schneid here? How's it going?
I don't know. We're tied right now in the top of the fourth. So the answer is no, we're not winning. But
we're not losing either.
Yes, all right. Could be in a few innings. So, you know, give it time.
Give it time. All right. In all seriousness, though, let's set aside the wins and losses for a moment.
And that goes for the season, too. Give it time.
Right. Well, it is just one on the ledger. It's one out of 162 games. But, of course, opening day at Fenway has more significance to Boston than just one game. So what's the atmosphere like?
Yeah, especially this year because it was, you know, the time that the Red Sox team from 2018 got their ring. So this was a big, big, big ceremony before the game. You know, they had the Patriots, the Super Bowl champion Patriots, throw out the first pitch, and then the players got their rings. And, I mean, it was just a lot of festivities. It was an hour's worth of festivities before you actually got to the start of the game today because of last year's World Series championship.
And a lot of hardware on display, right, Shira? If I was doing my math right, I was trying to keep track as I was watching the tape between the World Series and Lombardi trophies. I think there were 10 out there. It was very impressive.
Yes, it was very impressive. Yes, trophies all over the place, you know, all-stars all over the place, MVPs all over the place, past players coming back. You know, you had David Ortiz and even Curt Schilling was here. I think I saw Manny Ramirez, too. So action. Oh, we got an out, so things are good. Sorry, you know. Things are happening here. Just an incredible ceremony. They always do ceremonies incredibly well here. And then the team went out to the center field flagpole to raise the 2018 championship banner, which was a great scene.
That's great. That's why I assumed that loud out we heard recorded was recorded by Chris Sale. But he hasn't been pitching very well to start this season, Shira, even though he pitched very well for the Sox in the playoffs in the fall. So how did he look today?
If you had asked me before the third inning, I would have said he looks great. You know, he had kept the Toronto Blue Jays scoreless, but then he allowed 2 runs in the third. So now the score is tied 2-2. I'm just impressed that he's out there in short sleeves because it is so cold. But he has not looked great, and now there is a meeting on the mound. We'll see what's happening here. Not looked great. And part of that may be that during spring training, Alex Cora, you know, wanted to, you know, because it was such a long season last year with the World Series championship, Alex Cora wanted to sort of preserve his pitchers a little bit and didn't have them playing and pitching in as many games as you might ordinarily with your starting staff, with the idea being we're playing for October baseball and we want, you know, our players well-rested for that stretch run, that playoff run. So they may be a little bit behind the eight ball, so to speak, in terms of where they would like to be at the start of the season. But now we're having a meeting on the mound, and let's see what happens here.
Well, you mentioned the long season, Shira, and it's hard to complain about that when they actually win the whole thing. But there is a World Series hangover sometimes. I mean, when there's a lot of wear and tear on a pitcher's arm and other players. I mean, is that what's behind the early season struggles for Sale and the rest of the team, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think part of what's behind the World Series hangover is the fact that the teams that make the World Series and then, you know, the team obviously that wins the World Series, you know, they're playing a month later than all the other teams. And also the pitchers are putting in 20, 25 more innings, you know, the starting pitchers are, than they would ordinarily. Then their off season when they would be resting and recovering is that much shorter. So, I mean, there's a physiological reason behind the the known World Series hangover. It's not just a mental thing as well.
I want to ask you about another player in particular, Shira, and that's Dustin Pedroia. He is in the lineup today for the first time this season, but fans hardly saw him play last season either. So can you remind us what he's coming back from? How important is he still to this team?
Yeah, I mean, he's sort of the heart of the team. He's certainly a fan favorite, but really the heart of this team in many ways. You're right. He played in just three games, I believe, last season. I think those games were at the end of last May. He is returning from multiple surgeries on his left knee. After that very brief return last May, he had another procedure to remove some scar tissue in his knee. But he was so well received here when he came up to bat. I believe it was in the second inning. He got a standing ovation. Unfortunately, he hit into a double play, but clearly everybody is happy to see him back. And I think no one happier to be back, obviously, than Dustin Pedroia, who just looks like a young kid out there. So excited to be back playing. I don't know if he'll be an everyday player like he has been in the past, but just excited to be past that knee injury.
Okay, one other thing I'm wondering, Shira, have you seen any blown calls yet today? And I'm asking because Boston University researchers recently analyzed 4 million pitches from the past 11 seasons, so big sample size, and they found that Major League umpires call balls and strikes wrong 20% of the time. That's one in every 5 pitches. Not a great look for the league there, Shira, and I know that that's something you've been focusing on for a while. So would the data actually change anything here? I mean, could we see robot umpires or something?
So, first of all, no blown calls yet, but like everything today, give it time. So you never know what's going to come in the innings ahead. Chances are there will be some controversial call, especially given the statistics you just mentioned. So will this change the way baseball looks at umpiring? I would have to say that this study just adds evidence to what Major League Baseball already knows and what fans, of course, already know, that it's an imperfect umpiring system and something needs to be done. One of the interesting things that was happening even before this study came out is that MLB has partnered with the Independent Atlantic League, and they are trying what's being called robot umpires. So home plate umpires there are being assisted in calling balls and strikes by a TrackMan radar tracking system. Basically, it helps them better judge what's in the strike zone and what's outside the strike zone. So it's very clear that Major League Baseball is trying to figure out how to make the ball and strike calls better and seeing if technology might be the ultimate solution.
Interesting. All right, Shira Springer, stay warm. Keep us posted. We look forward to seeing the
you.
Recap and hopefully bring us a win.
Yes, still tied, by the way.
All right, still tied. That's WBUR sports and society reporter Shira Springer.